Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. Instagram is rolling out a new app just for iPad users. Kurt, tell us, what is this app and why do they do it?
Well, as you said, it's a Instagram, but for a much bigger screen on the iPad. And this is something that users have sort of been asking for a very long time. It's kind of crazy when you think about it that Instagram has gotten as big as it is and never had an app that was really dedicated to that. To the iPad, to a device that's incredibly popular. But they finally did it, and it does look a little bit different. If people use Instagram on their phone, you know, you open up the app and it opens right into that feed of photos and videos from usually from people you're following, you know, maybe even friends and family. In this case, it's going to open to what's called Reels, which is essentially Meta's version of TikTok, the short form video product that they have. So they're kind of leaning into this idea that people are going to want to kick back and maybe watch video on a larger screen on the iPad. So they're opening the app into a different product.
Is it easy to figure out, you know, where to go and what to do? And obviously they must figure that, you know, more people are going to be looking at bigger screens. Or is this an, so the aging of the demographic?
I think part of this is leaning into the video experience, quite frankly. Historically, despite people wanting Instagram on the iPad, the company had never really thought it was worth the engineering resources to build it. It was, you know, the iPad is rarely the primary device for people. Usually they're using a phone first and foremost. And so if you're a company, you're saying, hey, we're going to prioritize the phone. But I think, you know, the fact that they built this now, the fact that they're opening the app into a video experience, to me, is a sign that video is becoming increasingly important for them, that the competition with TikTok is becoming increasingly important to them. And, you know, they do see Instagram users who have been around for 15 years using this app now, you know, as you pointed out, maybe graduating a little bit to a bigger screen.
Yeah, because I always think of your phone as being portable. I'm going to use it on the train or on the bus, but an iPad is I'm going to sit down and watch a movie.
Right, which is exactly the feeling that you get, presumably, when you open it into that video experience, right? You are opening it because you want to maybe spend a little bit more time there. It's not just you're standing at the bus stop or you're, you know, killing time at the grocery store and you open up Instagram for a few minutes. I think if you're opening it on an iPad, the feeling is that you probably have a little more time on your hands. So let's put you into a format that lends to a little bit more time.
So they're pushing people towards Reels, and a lot of companies have been trying to catch up with TikTok. So how popular are the Reels?
Reels are incredibly popular, not only in Instagram, but in Facebook as well. I think the last statistic, public statistic that I've seen is that Reels is responsible for about 50% of the time spent in Instagram right now. So people are watching a ton of video on Instagram. Again, I think this is a testament a little bit to TikTok and the popularity there that has really made this like short form, snackable video such a popular thing. And they are noticing it clearly. And the fact that they're leaning into that with the iPad app, I think speaks volumes.
Now, the company has leaned into doing apps for iPads like WhatsApp. How did that do?
Yeah, WhatsApp just came out on the iPad earlier this year as well. So they're clearly sort of embracing the iPad. Now, the iPad is having a little bit of a resurgence. I believe it's going to do something like $28 billion in revenue for Apple this year, the iPad alone. And so it's possible that Meta's just sitting there and noticing that more and more people are buying the iPad and saying, okay, well, we need to meet consumers kind of where they're spending their time. So it's not just about the phone anymore. The success of the iPad maybe kind of forced Meta's hand here.
Kind of makes you wonder where we're going to go from here.
Smart glasses, if Meta has anything to say about it, they'd tell you that we're all going to be kind of looking at these things through glasses lenses at some point very soon, is certainly their hope.
Kurt, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That comes at you at 8 a.m.